In this bulletin, the British Parliament votes against Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. Australia joins a growing list of countries to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. And in Formula One, Australian Daniel Ricciardo arrives in Melbourne ahead of the first Grand Prix race of the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The British Parliament has voted against Prime Minister Theresa May's EU withdrawal deal, which has been rejected for a second time. MPs voted down the deal 391 to 242. The Prime Minister said MPs will now get a vote on whether the UK should leave without a deal on the 29th of March, and if that fails, on whether Brexit should be delayed. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the Prime Minister should now call a general election. Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, which is keeping her in power, has voted against the deal, along with the Brexiteer Conservative backbenchers. Australia has joined the growing list of countries to ban the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets from its airspace following a fatal crash in Ethiopia. It was the second fatal crash, which involved the same Boeing aircraft model and killed at least 157 people from 35 different countries. Last October, 189 people were killed in a Lion Air crash in Indonesia. Countries including the United Kingdom, China, France and Germany have also grounded the jets. While no Australian airlines operate the Boeing 737 MAX, two foreign airlines, Fiji Airlines and Silk Air, fly them to Australia. Peter Gibson from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority says both Fiji Airlines and Silk Air have other jet models, so travellers won't be affected by the suspension.
The suspension is while more information comes to light on the Ethiopian accident and also from the work being done by both Boeing and the United States Federal Aviation Administration. So it will take some time, hopefully not too long.
Meanwhile, Canada won't be grounding the 737 MAX 8 jets. Canada's Transportation Minister is standing by the country's stance on not grounding Air Canada's fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 8 aeroplanes. Minister Marc Garneau says he wants more information before making a decision.
It's important for us not to jump to conclusions, but to evaluate in a very objective and logical way what happened. At the moment, we have no information whatsoever to lead us to any hypothesis, and yet there are many possible causes of this tragic accident. So we are in the data gathering mode.
Cardinal George Pell will be sentenced in the county court this morning. Pell has been convicted of child sex offences against two boys in the mid-90s. The court sentencing will be broadcast live, but only the judge, Peter Kidd, will be visible. George Pell is appealing the conviction and maintains his innocence. The Court of Appeal will consider the challenge in June. In Formula One, Australian driver Daniel Ricciardo has arrived in Melbourne ahead of the opening Formula One Grand Prix this weekend. It will be Ricciardo's first race with his new team Renault after he left Red Bull at the end of last year. Ricciardo says he feels comfortable in his new team colours and is looking forward to Sunday's race.
Even the first time I put, you know, the race suit on, you know, I've worn a navy blue race suit with, you know, the Red Bulls on it for since 2008, since I was a junior. So I thought putting on, a, you know, different colours, different sponsors, all that would feel a bit weird. Maybe because I was prepared for it, I don't know, but it didn't. It just felt like, you know, I've been here before, I've changed teams before, not so much in F1, but, you know, in my younger days. So it's, it doesn't feel strange, weird, awkward. It feels right, it feels normal.
The Melbourne Grand Prix will see changes to the Formula One scoring system, with a point being awarded to the driver with the fastest lap. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth mostly sunny, 26. Adelaide similar in 23. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20. Hobart partly cloudy, 18. Canberra cloudy in 22 degrees. Wollongong a shower or two in 21. Sydney a shower or two, 24. Newcastle showers, 25. Brisbane possible showers, 34 degrees. Cairns mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin possible showers and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.